You may access agricultural programming from Illinois Public Media on demand anytime you'd like on our website at willag.org. That's willag.org. The weather is next.
I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser with a look at the weather for corn and soybean production in South America. The summer crop season is quickly moving toward completion in Brazil and Argentina. More than half of the soybeans have already been harvested in Brazil. Meanwhile, a corn harvest is underway in Argentina, with beans soon to follow. With the exception of second crop safrinha corn in Brazil, most summer crops are beyond the critical moisture-sensitive stage. Thus, this is our final weekly South American update for the season. In Argentina, mostly dry weather is expected in the coming week. That will benefit corn harvesting and soybean maturation. The only weather concern is for late-planted soybeans, as they would still benefit from some rain. Computer models do show an increase in the chance of rain during the middle of next week. That would help the late-developing soybeans while not causing long delays in field work elsewhere. Overall, the weather forecast is generally favorable for crops in Argentina in the coming 10 days. In South Brazil and Paraguay, dry weather this week has favored rapid soybean harvest progress. Mostly dry weather is expected to continue in the coming 10 days, so no notable problems are expected. A big soybean crop is coming out of South Brazil. Farther north into the center-west, southeast, and northeast regions of Brazil, spotty showers and thunderstorms this week have provided beneficial moisture for second crop corn, while amounts and frequency have been low enough to allow for field work. Now that the second crop corn is finally planted, rainfall is needed for plant growth. Showers and thunderstorms in the coming 10 days should be sufficient to help the second season corn along. Only far southern areas around the state of Paraná run the risk of staying drier than desired. As mentioned in recent weeks, heavy rainfall in February, especially in Mato Grosso, Mato Grosso do Sul, and parts of Goiás, slowed soybean harvesting and subsequent second-season corn planting. The biggest weather concern going forward will be the onset of the typical dry season in late April or early May. With much of the corn planted late, an early onset of the dry season could greatly reduce the crop. On the other hand, planting is up, so if rains continue into May before the dry season hits, the crop potential is high. That is a place to watch in the coming month and a half. Have a great 2015 growing season. For Commodity Week, I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.